Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. Apparently, there is a connection between several new coronavirus infections and a pub in Neukölln's Schillerkiez. The district health department is looking for people who were in the Brauhaus Neulich between July 16th and 18th. 18 infected persons could be traced to the location and time. In particular, 41 guests are being sought who were in the restaurant on July 16th, but provided incomplete or incorrect information in the attendance records. This would, quote, complicate or prevent the tracing. So far, 68 guests and 7 employees have been quarantined, and it must be assumed that further guests have so far remained undetected. The Neukölln District Office is considering whether to initiate proceedings. Health City Councilor Falco Lieke said, according to the statement, that a follow-up could only succeed if attendance lists were filled out completely and truthfully. Lieke said, quote, every pub manager, but also every guest, bears responsibility for this. Anyone who does not take this responsibility seriously is partly to blame for the further spread of the infection, for possibly severe disease progressions, and for possibly renewed deep cuts in our freedom through new, hard containment measures. Within a few days, 2 outbreaks with several infections were discovered by the authorities in Berlin. Currently, 54 people are in quarantine in Spandau after 13 infections were detected there. This outbreak is due to a couple who had previously been in Manchester, England. And only last week, Mitte called on guests to come forward after corona cases in connection with a party in a bar under the Fernsehturm. According to the district, the contact lists there were also incorrect and incomplete. Experts at the Charité want to offer a do-it-yourself corona testing swab kit. Frank Mockenhaupt from the Charité Institute for Tropical Medicine and International Health stated, quote, we are working on a testing swab of the tongue, cheek, and nasal passage that adults can use on themselves or parents can use on their children. This particular swab does not have to go as deep into the nose as with the current testing procedure, and ideally, it can be sent to patients who wish to self-test. Mockenhaupt added that it remains to be seen whether reliable results can be achieved with the swab, however. The sample would have to be sent to a lab for analysis, and then the result could be requested online or by telephone, taking, quote, 2 or 3 days if everything goes well. Mockenhaupt explained further that in the autumn, many younger children will often sniffle and have coughs, and, quote, in most cases, this will not be corona, but it will make parents especially nervous. In such cases in a gray area, quick certainty is required, and the test kit may be an option. What we need is a simple, low-threshold test kit. The head of the Berlin Corona School Study described that with children especially, the deep nasopharyngeal smear is considered a central problem. This type of smear is the gold standard, but it's also quite demanding in terms of personnel and resources. This is why tests on younger students before the summer holidays, extra thin and flexible swabs were used and tolerated very well by children. The Irish low-cost airline Ryanair wants to reconsider the announced closure of its German locations in Tegel, Frankfurt-Hahn, and Düsseldorf, as previously reported by Berlin Briefing. The reason for the turnaround are the pilots. Their union VC had first rejected the announced salary reductions, and now, as reported by Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary on Monday, 85% of the pilots and 75% of the cabin crew agree with the temporary 20% cuts. VC had given in to pressure from pilots who were worried about their jobs in the face of the corona crisis. A spokesman would not comment on the details, but said that the negotiations are ongoing. According to the union, more than 170 pilots would have been affected by the closure of the 3 hubs. Düsseldorf and Tegel were to be abandoned after the end of the summer, and the Frankfurt-Hahn in the Hunsrück region as of November 1st. O'Leary told investors that after accepting the agreement over the weekend, quote, we will take another look at it. Ryanair had threatened to cut 3,000 jobs, but promised that the number could be lower if salaries were cut and to reverse the cuts in 2024. O'Leary now says that Ryanair would use the additional flexibility to shift capacity as needed. Ryanair had previously done something similar in Austria. At the subsidiary Laudamotion, pilots and flight attendants agreed to losses after initial resistance when Ryanair had threatened to close down the Vienna hub and its approximately 300 employees. In Ireland, the company bypassed the union entirely and persuaded the pilots to individually accept unfavorable conditions. The German Red Cross is warning of imminent supply shortages of blood in Berlin and Brandenburg. The DRK Blood Donation Service Northeast announced on Monday that there is currently a lack of sufficient donations in all blood groups, but especially in groups O positive and O negative. The holiday season is having a noticeable effect on the stocks in the cold chambers of the DRK Blood Donation Service. The service has now set up a donation barometer for this purpose on its website, where the supply is displayed daily according to blood groups, which is intended to help donors make decisions. In order to keep the risk of infection for donors, staff, and volunteers as low as possible, the relevant measures are constantly adapted to the current pandemic phase, for example, by means of access control, a medical history, and fever measurement. Since the end of the lockdown, the demand for blood reserves at clinics has risen sharply. That's why the German Red Cross has already called for donations on several occasions. In the Federal Republic of Germany, the German Red Cross provides around 3 million whole blood donations every year to supply the clinics in Germany. For a link to the DRK Blood Donation Service website, please follow the link in our show notes. After pop-up bicycle paths, Berlin is now also getting a pop-up climate street. On Friday, the district's first temporary Klimastraße was opened on Dannekerstraße in Friedrichshain. From now on, the section between Rote and Rudolfstraße will be closed to motor vehicle and bicycle traffic and landscaped with 20 potted plants and trees to be used as a green oasis for local recreation. District Mayor Monica Herrmann stated, quote, "We want to distribute the public space in our densely populated district more fairly. Currently, a lot of space is used by flowing and stationary motor vehicle traffic, and this must change." As a pedestrian zone, the Klimastraße is exclusively reserved for those who are on foot and closed for all other types of traffic. Therefore, a delivery zone will be set up on Rotorstrasse at the corner of Dannekerstrasse for supply, disposal, and the delivery of goods. With this small pedestrian zone in the Rudolfkiez, there will be room for movement and opportunities for open-air activities. Environment City Councillor Clara Hammond of the Greens stated, quote, "On the Klimastraße, you can walk, you can draw with street chalk, or simply romp around. Children should be able to live out their urge to move." If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.